do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5. Actually, we're running a little late. We had some technical fucking difficulties on the live stream. So I had to reboot the steam-powered ancient computer and crab diving.
Crab diving reboot.
With Windows Zero.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Steve Jobs or whoever.
It's Windows 7, actually.
Okay. But, you know, who is that?
Let's do some
Bill Gates?
Let's do some hyperbole. What?
Bill Gates is responsible for that.
Well, I mean, kind of.
How about all those stories with Bill Gates and Epstein, right? There were a couple of stories that they
allegedly
were closely...
they had visited more than Bill Gates had let on.
Yes. Anyway.
I'm sure they just, you know, played cribbage.
Right. Were you close friends with Jeffrey Epstein?
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Thanks for joining us. We're on your favorite application for podcasts. We're always available at crabdiving.com. And join us during the show on social media. Tweet us at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Just sling us a message at our Facebook page. We don't check that as often.
Right.
The message is there. And I guess that's it.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ooh, if you accidentally type that when you go to buy shit at Amazon, we're not suggesting that you do that because we might get in trouble.
Yes.
But we get a little commission.
Snitches get stitches, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right.
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I know we have a lot of news to get to today, but, you know, it's so horrible when a team wins a World Series and then you get to see players that you've watched for years, that you've enjoyed watching play for years, and then you get to see them hug Donald Trump.
Oh
my God! Howie Kendrick, you're dead to me! Ryan Zimmerman, dead to me! You fascist sympathizer, enabler fucks! Oh God!
Oh, so glad they finally brought a win to Washington.
Oh yes.
He doesn't give a shit about baseball.
Fucking care. What does he care about? We've been over this over and over. Ivanka, raping, McDonald's, golfing.
Golf. And more golf.
I almost forgot golfing. I didn't forget raping.
Oh, look
though,
at my African-American over here. Look at him.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Fuck, I think. Ooh, yes.
Except like times 10. So that makes him, what, 100?
Oh, I don't know, Pat.
Supermodels are 10s, right? So he's that would make him 100.
Beautiful to the infinity and beyond, isn't he?
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
HuffPost.
Fuck you, Trump.
Newly designed HuffPost.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Jeez.
I'm reserving my judgment.
I just look at it mainly on the mobile app HuffPost, so go fuck yourself.
The headline here, we were talking about this moments before the show started.
Moments before the moment.
Crab diving offline combo.
Yes.
Yes.
We only communicate in charades.
Son, we don't want to blow our wads before the show and
squirt
and cast pearls out
in the
for
carpet.
Each other. Yeah.
Right.
Sondland admits quid pro quo.
Oh, shit.
This is fucking hilarious.
Oh, shit. Wow, are you shocked?
House investigators.
Wow.
Today, on Tuesday,
ooh,
released the transcripts of closed-door interviews with two key officials.
Wow.
As part of their impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Testimony from Gordon Sondland.
Yes.
Ambassador to the European Union.
Right.
Again, so many layers.
Yes.
But what the fuck is Sondland doing getting in, sticking his dick into matters involving the Ukraine?
Yes.
Ukraine is not in the European Union.
Right. And I've heard career diplomats complain about the way he conducted himself in interviews and shit like that. I've heard people bitch about him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Hashtag shocker.
Yeah. He bought it. People just say he bought it for $1 million, right? He donated $1 million to the Trump campaign, and now he's the ambassador to the European Union. Is that right? What is she doing? You know, my mom, speaking of...
The dog just decimated a paper towel, and it looked like it was like a snowfield.
Chew on one of those fucking toys. How many toys do you have down there?
You just got some expensive yak sticks, so
yes.
Eat that shit.
I bought you some fucking treats.
Yak cheese. I ordered some from Amazon.
Oh, okay. But not through our link.
No, that would be double dip.
You're not allowed to do
that. Trumpian.
See, Amazon, we follow the rules, and I'm sure you follow all the rules too, don't you, Jeff? Jeez.
Among the revelations in these transcripts.
Yes.
Sondland significantly altered his original story.
Significantly altered.
I must have been a little confused the first time I was giving that story.
Why do they say it like that? Why don't they say Sondland admitted that he previously lied oath and is now telling the truth?
Sondland.
Maybe.
Sondland made some shit up.
Yes.
And then got caught.
Right.
And now is changing said shit.
Right. And I would even say made some shit up. You could say lie.
Okay.
He lied, and now he's retracting that lie, or he's trying to make good on that lie by telling, I guess, why do we believe him now?
Well, we don't. Well, because it's what other people said.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now we believe him.
You know,
because there's corroborating accounts.
It's as if he tried to lie and got caught and now is trying to prevent himself from rotting away in a jail cell somewhere, right?
Sondland, yeah. In one of my favorite exchanges in Stupid Watergate, was the guy who got the text from Taylor. Is that the dude's name? The kind of career... State Department dude, expert on Ukraine.
Oh, Bob.
Who was like...
Taylor?
I think it was Taylor.
Yes, not Bob. David.
Who sent...
Bill Taylor.
Who sent a text to Sondland and was like, wait a second, are we really saying that we're holding up aid because of... until some investigation is started? And Sondland replied, call me.
I don't want to text this.
And then they called, and then this guy Taylor was so horrified by what Sondland said, he then texted Sondland back and said, just so we're clear, you said on the phone that this is that we are holding up the aid for the until this investigation, and I think that's crazy. And then Sondland said, then there was like crickets, and then Sondland said, the president said there's no quid pro quo. As you know.
That's like, honestly, that is like looking at a zebra and said, the president said there's no zebra right there.
So
but there is one. I see it. I see a zebra.
It's just such obvious trying to do some ass covering.
Who plays Sondland in the movie? That'd be a good part.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Sound the significant. He acknowledged he was involved in Trump's attempted quid pro quo after previously claiming he couldn't recall the details. Oh, well, maybe he took bought something off of InfoWars that helps the memory.
Oh, like. What, like, is that like?
I got some coenzyme Q10 here. Helps the brain.
What does colloidal silver do then? I thought that's what that did.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
Well, it doesn't do anything, really.
Correct. It turns you silver if you drink too much of it.
You can buy it and get certain people rich, I guess. He's altering his statement.
In early October, Volcker, the State Department's former special envoy.
Nine!
To the Ukraine.
Ooh, yes.
Was the first witness to testify shortly after a whistleblower complaint.
Blower.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Volcker and Sondland appeared frequently in reporting and documents about the growing scandal, making them key figures in the House's inquiry.
Can I just want to ask a clarification, because it is getting confusing. Well, it is confusing. This is the second incident of the quid pro quo that we know about, right? You're not at all talking about earlier with the other guy.
The previous president, correct.
This is, Sondland is only associated with number two. Okay.
Sondland claimed in prepared remarks, according to his prepared remarks in October, Volcker told the House that I wasn't fully in the loop about that call. I don't know what's going on for sure.
Oh, all of a sudden, nobody's in the loop. Aren't all these people in intelligence and the State Department?
Well, these are the Trump morons
their fucking job?
People in the State Department are the guy who was like, wait, as we just said on the telephone call.
Right.
But it says subsequently released text messages revealed that Volcker was much more involved than he let on. Sondland also claimed in prepared remarks from his original testimony that, quote, I can recall no discussions with any State Department or White House official about former Vice President Biden or his son, nor do I recall taking part in any effort to encourage an investigation into the Bidens.
Okay.
However.
Wait. I just remembered something. Oh, fuck. I meant to say this.
I think he was driving home and was like, oh, darn.
Oh, I had an aha moment, guys.
I just realized I left something out.
You know, I kept hearing someone that was interviewed on Mad Al. This guy kept saying over and over, some fucking dim senator, not dim, like Democratic senator. They aren't dim at all, but they saying if Sondland is a smart man, he will revise his testimony. You know, he'll change his statements, and it sounds like he did. Do you think he's smart?
No. After Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the NSC, contradicted Sondland's testimony.
Well, wait a second, Sondland. You don't think there's any chance that you're more credible than Vindman? Oh, they must have all knew they were fucked when this Vindman showed up, right?
Right.
That must be what, you know.
Yesterday, House investigators released the first set of depositions related to the inquiry. You know, this is, the Republicans have been squealing, it's all secret, we release the transcript and make them public. And the Democrats are like, okay, well, here's the transcripts. And now we're going to start the public phase. Now the Republicans are like, but this is, it doesn't matter. Even if there was a quid pro quo, it's not illegal.
It's like Lawrence O'Donnell said last night. He was like, there's no good option. There's no good options for the Republicans now. They can either double down with Donald Trump, or they can either tell the truth. Nothing's good. Well, the point is, nothing is good for Donald Trump. There's no way out of this. He's fucked, right? He's kind of fucked.
Trying to wrestle Captain America away from Shelby.
Oh, shit.
She's just chewed his arm off.
Damn.
Captain America, Soldier down.
God, that dog is an animal. Well, she is, isn't she?
The a number of White House and administration officials have defied subpoenas, failed to appear to testify.
Subpoena.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. Stephanie Grisham, by the way.
Yes.
All these statements, the very few statements and interviews that she gives.
Oh, is she the new Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Times a million.
But
like hyper-concentrated Sarah Sanders. This person is
evil.
Baghdad Bobette. I mean, she's definitely.
She's worse than
100%. Sarah Huckabee? Sanders, it seemed like somewhere deep down, she knew she was bullshitting.
God.
This Stephanie Grisham is. What's going on?
Never mind. I had our window open and it went loud for some reason. I'm sorry.
Stephanie Grisham.
I don't know how to work my iPhone.
Was getting in line behind Rudy.
Fuck you, Steve
Stephanie
Jobs.
Grisham.
Oh, I'm not Rudy. God, I'm not butt dialing the New York Times or whatever he's doing. Oh, my God.
So Stephanie Grisham said in a statement, the transcripts help the president's case.
Oh, okay.
Saying, there's even less evidence for this illegitimate impeachment sham than previously thought. No amount of salacious media-based headlines, which are clearly designed to influence the narrative, change the fact that the president has done nothing wrong.
So the media reporting on what was said in testimony during the impeachment hearing is being used to, oh my God, poor Captain America. You know, dog, do you know how many battles Captain America Captain America was able to stand up to Thanos and without losing a fucking arm. God, so mean.
He's
ripping that little fucker apart.
So that's the headline over at the Huff. They got PDFs of the actual transcripts.
Oh, wow.
That there's some bedroom reading.
Yes. Good guy, man.
The let's see what the Drudge Report is saying. I saw another story somewhere else that several conservatives are very upset with the Drudge Report now because it almost looks like it's not licking Trump's penis at every opportunity.
Right. No, it's lacking licks.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Is the Sondland thing a big deal? Because this seems like a big deal to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a big deal. It's also
No. I mean, is it
exhausting?
Like, is it a moment? Is this a moment in this scandal? Is this a turning point?
Well, we all knew he was bullshitting.
Yeah. But this is proof, though, right?
But the fact that he, Well,
is it proof?
No. We know now that the Republicans are realizing there's a quid pro quo after weeks of screaming no quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Now they're pivoting to, like I said earlier, there's a quid pro quo. But that doesn't matter. It's not illegal. What about Hillary?
Oh, yeah. What is illegal in their world, really? I mean,
and everything Democrats do and nothing Republicans
do. You guys don't see an issue? It's like, hey, we want you to find some political dirt on my opponent. I mean, if you want these missiles that are going to protect you from fucking Russia, do what we want. And it's a personal thing. It's not political. We don't want you to open up a hospital somewhere in Africa or give funding to some humanitarian thing. We want you to dig up shit on Joe Biden's kid so I can win a fucking election.
I don't know what's going on over the Drudge Report, but hey. Scientists call for population control. Which is dubious. The headline says, this is from Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
Earth needs fewer people to beat the climate crisis, scientists
say. No shit. No fucking shit. Everybody knows that, though, right? There's too many people taking up our resources.
This is depressing. 40 years ago, scientists from 50 nations converged on Geneva to discuss what was then called the CO2 climate problem. At the time, with reliance on fossil fuels having helped trigger the 1979 oil crisis, they predicted global warming would eventually become a major environmental challenge.
Oh, wow.
40 fucking years ago.
Well, G-Pat, I think they're right. Don't you?
And the fossil fuel industry spent hundreds, literally, of millions of dollars.
To cover it up
and spin and buy politicians and buy scientists.
I mean, it sounds like what happened with the cigarettes, right?
Right.
But this is a planet we live on.
Or
the planet.
Volkswagens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With what? That bullshit thing where they scam the emissions.
Yeah.
Computer.
What is going to end up being the larger scandal? The cigarettes?
Oh,
the Volkswagen thing?
No, global warming.
No, or the pharmaceutical industry.
No, global warming.
Global warming's bigger because we live on the planet.
Well, yeah, because in 100 years, people are going to be cursing and spitting the name of every fossil fuel executive, company.
Why?
Because these greed fucks have literally destroyed the planet.
Well, gee, I'm trying to act like an idiot.
What, yesterday we said trillions of dollars in property damage?
Oh, yeah.
And millions dead,
yes,
they estimate, in the next 50 years from climate crisis.
Well, I mean, maybe that'll appeal to the Republicans. How much money? Trillions?
Trillions.
Trillions, Republicans. Now, the people, you don't give a fuck about that, so don't worry about that. Don't think about the people.
Well, the white ones.
The rich white ones. The rich white ones will make it. But the property that you're going to lose, dickheads.
So now, 4 decades later, a larger group of scientists is sounding another much more urgent alarm. More than 11,000 experts from around the world are calling for a critical addition to the main strategy of dumping fossil fuels. We declare, with more than 11,000 scientists, signatories from around the world, clearly and unequivocally, that planet Earth is facing a climate emergency.
God!
They wrote.
Now, are these people that know what they're talking about?
While warnings about the consequences of unchecked climate change have become so commonplace as to inure the average news consumer, the latest communique is exceptionally significant given the data that accompanies it. So they're like,
here's evidence.
Here's our evidence. But what about these 11,000 scientists are obviously paid off by the green fuel lobby that has somehow has gazillions of dollars.
You know,
the renewable energy.
And by the way, I'm not giving away any clues to where we're located, but as we're talking about this, I'm watching a truck. I can't even a huge truck drive by for a consumer, not a construction worker guy. And there's a lady in an electronic wheelchair.
Oh,
You're killing the environment!
God, that thing's fast.
I know!
When I was walking Shelby this morning, she was scooting around the neighborhood going to visit a friend. And, man, she ripped by us.
Right. What could she do to help the environment? How could she cut down on the carbon emissions of her electronic fucking wheelchair?
Well, I don't think there are many from her wheelchair.
Is she killing the environment? She does smoke. she really zips around on that motherfucker too. I mean,
it says they make specific calls to the scientists for policymakers to quickly implement systemic energy or change to energy, food, and economic policies. But they also, say that, the population ideally must be stabilized and gradually reduced. Within a framework that ensures social integrity.
Okay. Well, shit. Hold on. Let me just go read that to the deplorables and make them understand. Do you guys care about social integrity?
You know, maybe provide contraceptives to people.
No.
And maybe get the Catholic Church, which is a significant force of evil when it comes to that.
Yeah.
By not allowing people to put little rubber things on the end of their John Thomas's.
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm raping kids. I am.
But the ban on birth control is utterly
it's insane.
Ridiculous.
It's insane. No sense. Oh my God, our planet's dying. We need to keep less little fuckers running around. Please, someone put a rubber on your dick, Florida. Have you seen Florida?
Sure.
Not a lot of rubbers out there, guys. I mean, there's so many fucking people. Just so many. Oh, my sperm is so valuable. I just can't blow it all over the ottoman here.
I'm 37. I'd like you to meet my great-great-granddaughter.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But they start driving young down here. You know that, right? Like at 12.
Oh, well, yeah. Gotta help them out on the farm.
Right.
Gotta get away from my ancestors.
So, there you go. Drudge dubiously altering the headline a little bit. They're suggesting that we can take a look at population, but they're not talking about marching people into camps and turning them into Soylent Green or anything.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Not yet. I don't know. I don't know how you talk to people reasonably about climate change if they're not down. Because if I was president, I don't know who the fuck in my administration deals with climate change. So I'd be like, hey, you fix this planet or you're fired, motherfucker. You fix it right fucking now. I'm doing everything I can for the environment. Maximum pressure, just like Trump says.
Maximum.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Scientists,
yes,
call for population control.
I mean, if I was in charge of that EPA department, they'd be busy as fuck. I'd be over there all the time. Be like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing to protect our environment? You better do more of it. All of you.
So, I've got a story here by Shit Through Our Amazon Portal, by the way.
We can say that, Jeff Bezos, I think. If not, please smite us.
I put this on Facebook and our social medias. This California looking more attractive again if it wasn't so fucking expensive.
And burning if it weren't on fire.
It's a story over at the Los Angeles Times, but it says, the headline says, California conservatives are leaving the state for redder pastures.
Oh, no, don't! Stay there, you fucks! Don't come out here! We've got enough of you! That's not fair! That's not fair! Oh, God.
It talks about Richard and Judy Stark.
Yes.
Driving in their Volkswagen SUV as they passed the Texas state line, she cried, yay.
Oh, God.
Like many other Republican and conservative voters in California, the retired couple have decided to leave the state.
Oh, God.
A major reason, Stark and her spouse say, is their disenchantment with deep blue California's liberal political culture.
Oh, how horrible. Oh, it's so inclusive. Oh, it's evil. Oh, you're less likely to get shot to death by some racist dingbat with an AK. How boring.
Despite spending most of their lives in California, they're fed up with high taxes.
Yes.
Lukewarm support for law enforcement. don't appreciate law enforcement enough.
It's the state of the LAPD. It's Rodney King. What do you want from that state? Didn't some guy in California get shot in his backyard holding his cell phone up somewhere in Bakersfield, right?
Yeah, I don't know where the...
Why would anybody hate law enforcement, Pat? Jeez.
And they're fed up with policies they believe have thrown open the doors to illegal immigration.
Ooh.
Sanctuary cities. We got to live here. California's just let millions of them, Mexicans.
Sometimes I announce at the beginning of my show that this is a sanctuary comedy show, and sometimes it gets a laugh, and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm.
It is. Nope. I don't allow any ICE people at my show. Fuck that. Get out of here, you dicks. You fucks. You ICE fucks. There's ICE here. There's ICE. You know that?
Republicans and conservative voters are nearly three times as likely as their Democratic or liberal counterparts to have seriously considered moving out of California.
I listen. and they even say lukewarm support of police. I mean, no offense, cops, but if you're listening and there's somewhere on this planet in this country where you get lukewarm support, I think you should be happy with that. Shouldn't you be?
Well,
Good God. What do you want? You fucking profile, you're racist, you hide behind bushes trying to nab people doing rolling stops, do a bunch of bullshit, you shoot people to death, and you're upset that the support for you is lukewarm.
Conservatives mentioned taxes and California's political culture as a reason for leaving more frequently than citing the state's soaring housing costs, which is the reason Crab Diving relocated.
Yes.
Crab Diving would love to still be in California,
yes,
with its liberal policies,
oh, yes,
and legal fucking weed.
Right. Oh, God damn. Oh, God.
As opposed to in Florida, where the legislature is hard to work on a bill that will force public schools to offer Bible classes,
you know,
as an elective.
If you're listening in California, let me explain to you what the weed situation is here. You can get a card for about $3 million or what you can do. Now, I'm speaking in total hyperbole here.
Well, now you can actually, whoops, now you quit kicking my microphone, Shelby.
You're being unreasonable.
They've altered it now because
yes,
it used to be that you could only vape.
Oh, yes. Right.
Because the asshole Republicans,
oh, yes,
they hate democracy here in Florida and all of these ballot initiatives that get passed. The Republic, because that's shit that the people actually
want. We want weed.
Well, the Republicans can't have that. So they have to stick their nasty little talons into everything. Like the ballot initiative about giving felons the right to vote again once they're out of jail.
Well, no, you got to pay a poll tax. Then
right,
you can
now
vote.
They added, now they added, well, you got to make sure you settle all your fees and all your restitution and everything.
I mean,
which, of course, disproportionately affects black felons.
Right. I mean, you got to legalize weed in this state. I mean, number one, I know so many people here that are so, like, handy outside. They have gardens. They know how to grow it. They'll grow. God, the weed grown in somebody's backyard in Florida is going to be the fucking best shit. Have you seen the tomato plants people grow here, or the gourds, or the zucchini? Oh, my God. Marijuana, get the fuck out of here. And the system now, if you don't want to pay in, it's so expensive to do the medical thing. I mean, I've heard that you have to text somebody, and then you have to wait for them to text you back, and whatever they have, you're going to buy. And the thing is, not only are you going to buy it, they're going to tell you that they know you're going to buy it, but then they have the fucking nerve to tell you it's the best shit on the planet. It doesn't, I just want to say, it doesn't matter to me. It's the shit I'm buying if I, you know.
We're moving to redder pastures.
Oh, vomit.
We're getting with people who believe in the same political agenda we do. America first.
They moved to
Mississippi. Americans first.
They moved to
Law and order. Well, they're moving to Texas.
Okay. Who's that Cynthia, whatever the fuck, that wants to watch a lynching? Who is she? She runs
Mississippi.
Yeah. Whatever.
It says, despite overall out-migration from the state, California has been gaining people with higher incomes.
Well, so, yes.
Yeah.
Who did this dumbass study? This dumbass study is people that can't afford to live in California are leaving, and people that can't afford to live in California are going there. That's the study?
California's soaring real estate costs have also sent many residents fleeing to more affordable regions.
It is expensive as fuck. I mean, God, we lived in like a shitty area, you could say, for a time. I mean, I liked it, but, you know, as the city goes, it was one of the shittier areas. It wasn't necessarily MacArthur Park.
It was right next to MacArthur
but,
Park.
But, you know, a few blocks away, I saw a human being taking a shit on the side of a plastic surgery clinic.
Oh, that was on my block.
Not to geolocate anybody.
That was on my
block. Oh, that was. That's
block.
Right. Well, yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Jesus.
Oh, God, these two. There's a website.
Yes.
Called Conservative Move, which helps conservatives in California relocate from liberal states to redder ones such as Texas and Idaho.
Y'all need, God, why didn't I set this thing up? How dumb is this? Red face dick fucks, you right wing nut jobs. It's easy to move somewhere where the cost of living is less. Because it is. It's easier.
A younger couple, husband works in oil fields. He's splitting his time between his job in Pennsylvania and his family in California.
Oh, yes. Well.
when he had the chance to transfer to Texas full time, they jumped on it. It's too expensive here in California, she says. And the state's politics have really gotten out of hand. We don't support the restrictive gun laws.
Oh, my God.
Or the controversial sex education framework that California approved despite protests earlier this year. In other words, they're going to be teaching comprehensive sex ed, and the fucking Christian dickwads are losing their minds over it.
And they probably teach something about LGBTQ stuff, right?
Right, and they don't teach abstinence as the only method of preventing pregnancy.
Look at our planet. Look at our planet. Abstinence? Are you kidding me? That's not a thing. It's stupid. Jesus. Oh, God. When is Florida going to legalize marijuana?
Watermelon water.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes.
It's just a wisp of flavor.
Right. You got to milk a melon.
It's hard to find the teats.
Watermelon boobs.
The, usually moving people, they say, is about costs or about relocating because of a job, but more and more people are moving
because of politics.
People
are so nice and tolerant here. I got to get me to Mississippi. I want to go somewhere where if my wife accidentally gets pregnant, we got to drive 800 miles and wait 3 days for her to get an abortion.
The restrictive gun laws.
Oh, God.
In California, the restrictive, they're not letting us have a high powered assault weapon.
Oh, God, those ninnies.
My freedom.
Fucking Christ. Oh, I saw somewhere on WEAR Pensacola. I had some story up on Facebook about how.
That's Sinclair, isn't it?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's Sinclair. It's a terrorism watch desk or whatever the fuck. Oh, somebody defended themselves against an intruder with an AR-15 or some bullshit like that.
Oh, God, that's masturbation material. Squirt, squirt, squirt. So thoughts and prayers to all the ninnies leaving California, and congratulations, California!
Right? Oh God, how do they do that?
Running a surplus, etc. They need to do something about housing costs, though.
Absolutely,
I concur. Yes. Everywhere.
Oh yeah, dude.
And we need who was it? Cory Booker, I think, or one or more of the the presidential candidates has suggested that we need a national, I think Kamala, that we need a national rent control.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of laws.
Right.
I was talking to someone at my dentist. Oh, by the way, we're probably not having a show tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Right.
Because we go live at 4 p.m. Central, and tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. Central,
right,
I'm having two new crowns put in
yes.
at the dentist.
Shelby.
And I'm just thinking I may still be drooling a couple hours later from
Can
all
you
them.
Train Shelby up on what you do with the computer over there?
But, you know, maybe. If
Nah, let's just not do it.
There's
dude.
Some chance that we could do it, maybe. Nah, but
don't you think you should give yourself a fucking
it's
break?
It's kind of doubtful.
Yes. You know what?
But I was talking to someone at my dentist about the moving out here and everything, and I was like, yeah, you know, it was... luckily, we were under rent control, and they had to pay us cash, a decent amount of cash to move.
Yes. A lot of cash.
And they were just like, well, they were incredulous. I don't know if this person owns like rental properties or something, but she was like, really? Oh, that's California. That's crazy.
What do you want us to do? I mean, what do you want people to do? I mean,
they want the land of Dickens. They want Scrooge to be in charge and no protections for consumer, like that consumer protection agency that Elizabeth Warren helped start. They want that dead. They don't want the consumers protected.
Well, fine,
they want the business and corporations protected. Fuck
but what happens? But what the fuck happens when we're in a recession all of a sudden and rent prices go down? They'll go down, right?
Maybe.
So, like, all these conservative things.
Prices aren't
going to,
like,
suddenly
plummet.
Yeah.
Because it's a recession.
Right. Why wouldn't they, though? Because, no, people have to live somewhere, right? Maybe certain levels of rental property, maybe they would drop. You know, because people would just want to rent in shittier places.
Well, maybe the gentrification will stop in some areas and things like that. But
that was the great thing about living in L.A. It's like you live in L.A. for a while, and unless you're loaded there, I mean, all you're doing is waiting until you get bought out by your rent control when your building gets purchased, and you're allowed to then take your money and move to probably a similarly priced place in a worse area.
Right.
That's California in cities, right? I mean, that's it. Because it would have been, for us, it would have been MacArthur Park. Surely.
Yeah, Watts or...
Or Watts. Yeah. No, it wouldn't have been Watts. I looked at a place in Watts.
You said it was great, except for the gang members hanging outside.
So I mean, they had a couch. The gang members actually had a couch set up on the street where the place was. I looked at it. It was a nice place, but I mean, it was just it was rough. It was fucking rough.
Just to go to show you that there is religious fuckwattery in other countries.
Yes.
We're not the only ones dealing with these fucking asshole, snooty Christian evangelical.
Yes.
Twunts.
Right.
But this is out of...
Twunts.
This, I can't even believe that they're not...
Did we make that word up? Or has someone else used twunts? Yeah, what's the etymology of that?
Well, twat and cunt.
Yeah.
Merged together.
There's no way we weren't the first people to think of that.
Okay. Twin three-year-old boys.
Yes.
Have been rejected by a daycare center.
Okay.
In Lenzburg, Switzerland.
Right.
Because they have two dads.
Oh, my God. Hey. What? In Switzerland?
Stefan and his husband, Rocha, tried to enroll their sons, Raphael and Rahul, in a playgroup in Lenzburg, Switzerland. But they were turned away because they are both men and a gay couple. They were told a gay couple raising children, quote, is neither normal nor natural.
Isn't that illegal?
Well... In Sweden,
yes,
a playgroup is a type of daycare.
Okay,
that's usually only for part of the day and focuses on socializing kids before they go to preschool. Sounds like a babysitter, yeah. A fancy babysitter, and with other kids before preschool. So,
well, why would it matter? I mean,
2-3 year olds.
Because all you're gonna see, God, this is the dumbest shit ever. This, are you sure this story doesn't take place in Texas?
No. The daycare's director, quote, said children can be very mean, and that's why she didn't want to welcome the kids of gay people.
Oh, my God. That's bullshit.
This is from LGBTQNation.com.
Yes.
It says, unfortunately, there may be nothing Stefan and his husband can do about the discrimination.
Right.
Christoph Hofstetter,
nine,
Lenzburg's town clerk, said the playgroup doesn't receive any public money and therefore does not have to accept the children.
But bullshit, though. But they're a business and they're in Switzerland.
But they, like here, if it was a religious thing, they could get in trouble because they've codified religious discrimination like that.
Yes.
But they haven't for private businesses.
But wait a second. If you're a gay couple and you want a gay wedding cake, not a gay wedding cake, if you'd like a wedding cake, gay wedding cake, don't they have to?
I don't know.
The baker
like
has to do it
to
or you
there.
Get. No, but they've been sued in the past because
here.
Here. They don't have what we have?
I don't know. I mean, they can't do it here.
That can't be the case that we have something that Switzerland doesn't have like that, right?
Oh, my God. This is a word?
Dorsky-bisky-borsky.
It translates into Swiss Playgroup Federation. The Schweizerischen Spielgruppenleiterinnen Verband.
Schweizerischen!
Holy shit.
The first
word, Schweizerischen.
They're the Federation of Playgroups?
Schweizerischen.
Why does it sound so evil? I am the Federation of Playgroups!
And
nein!
The next word is Spielgruppenleiterinnen.
Spielgruppenleiterinnen?
One word.
Dash.
Verband. V-E-R-B-A-N-D.
That means Federation of Playgroups?
The Schweizerischen Spielgruppenleiterinnen Verband said that the playgroups are considered voluntary in Switzerland. No qualifications are necessary to start a playgroup.
So, okay, this still doesn't justify discrimination.
A lawyer and activist of a lesbian professional network.
Yes.
Vibernet!
Nein!
Cordula Niklaus said, if these children had Jewish parents, excluding them would be illegal.
Wait a second. Yeah. How the fuck is, so how this is this past, happening in Switzerland?
This past Saturday, a couple dozen local activists held a kiss-in in front of the daycare protesting the discrimination.
That's great. Vive lo de kissing!
The one of the husbands said, it's good that our case led to a discussion about homophobia in society. We hope no other gay or lesbian couple will have to face the same discrimination that we did.
Yeah.
Stefan and Rocha say they're still shocked by what happened. They're considering waiting for preschool to start their kids next year instead of trying to find a playgroup.
Can't they sue the living fuck out of that? That's the guy. Thing, yeah. Damn, what a shame. You think over there that the term for Federation of Playgroups, whatever, why is it take so long to say that one fucking thing?
The Schweizerischen Spielgruppenleiterinnen Verband?
I'm going to say something that is incredibly stupid. But it seems to me that people in Switzerland, they put extra letters and shit. They make shit more complicated to spell
well,
and say.
It sounds
because,
like it's German, like they smash words together.
Yes, but
right,
it makes you smarter. If you grow up having to navigate more words and more letters for things that take us fewer, then you will be smarter.
Well, it might not. Once you split the words apart.
There's
well,
no
they,
way.
They mash the words together.
But what you said takes longer to say than what I said in American.
Schweizerischen Spielgruppenleiterinnen Verband.
Yeah, the Federation of Playgroups. I'm dumb. And you get smarter if you have to say shit like that your whole fucking life.
Spielgruppenleiterinnen Verband.
Borski, Borski, Borski.
So there you go. Just a little reminder that we don't only have Christian shitheads and bigots here.
Yeah.
Their cancer is spread throughout the world.
What does Beaker have to say about this? Good one. Good one. Beaker would not be down for this. Beaker's inclusive. Beaker wouldn't suffer this shit.
Bunsen Honeydew? Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bunsen Honeydew.
Also God. In the news.
Good trivia.
Not that deep of a Muppets
right,
cut.
Right.
I did that story about super rich buying $100 million homes.
Super.
For someone isn't
yes.
enough. because they have too much money.
And you know, if
don't
you have
to do with it,
what's crazy, if you have, let's say you have an unoccupied home in Florida, you are going to run the air conditioning, whether or not you're in it or not in the summer, or it will mildew.
Right.
So you, I'm just saying you have to cool a home that no one's in. I think you can't just leave it, not have the AC on at all. It'll get stuffy and mildew will start to form on the walls, right? God, is that dumb? I think that's the case.
Lindsey Graham trending on the Twitter because...
dick pic.
A couple weeks ago, he said that if there was evidence of a quid pro quo outside of the call transcript, that then he would start supporting the impeachment inquiry.
Oh, and, yes.
And start saying that this is not right.
Right.
Now... with Sondland's testimony and these other people, there's proof outside of the transcript and outside of the call,
right,
that there was a quid pro quo going on. And Lindsey Graham says,
okay,
I've written the whole process off. I think it's a bunch of BS.
Thank you, oh great political mind. Way to lead. Way to lead your country.
He says he won't be reading Sondland and Volcker's newly released deposition transcripts. He says the Democratic-led impeachment probe is a bunch of BS. He's a juror.
God!
Technically.
No, he is, right? I mean,
Some of the smarter Republicans...
How does that not disqualify him?
Smarter Republicans are out there saying... I really can't comment on it because, you know, I'm potentially a juror when this comes to the Senate. Yeah. So I'd rather not comment right now. What? Those are the smart Republicans in the Senate. Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Is.
Well,
looks like he's vomiting milk from all the jizz that he's swallowed.
Yeah. It's got to be jizz. And
Trump jizz.
Oh, yes. But by smarter, you mean purple.
No, I mean, there's other. There's red state Republicans that aren't as obsequious to Trump still.
Yeah. Who are they? I mean, aren't most of them, if they have a Trump base, they aren't going to stand up to him.
But they're not like Lindsey.
Like this.
Like Lindsey Graham. Yeah.
This is shameless.
Trying to tie Trump's anal hairs with his tongue.
Some people do it with cherry stems. I like to do it. With attached pubic hairs.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. Our first contestant, Lindsey Graham.
I'm going to do cornrows on the left side.
Lindsey, you are definitely making it to the next level because that is amazing. We've just never seen anything like that. Give him a hand. Oh, boy. Look at that. The dexterity.
God, Lindsey Graham is just... Man.
I mean... Oh, what a mess.
Lindsey Graham says, fuck it. donate to his, I forget the dude's name that's running against him, but.
Oh, yeah.
Donate to.
Definitely. Did Matt Bevin win?
It's going on today, so we don't know.
It's too early to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm sure he did. But the question is, how much did he win by? And that will. Very much be a bellwether of how much these assholes stick with Trump.
Oh,
because if Bevin barely wins, they may have to even Moscow Mitch might have to worry.
Oh, that's Mitch's state.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, haven't they spent more money on this election than they would have already? The GOP, or am I wrong?
On Mitch's?
Dude, it looks like, I'm looking at the live results right now. It looks like Andy Beshear is beating.
Yeah, but cities come in earlier than the rural areas. So Democrats usually.
I don't know what these mean.
Tend to surge early, right?
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck is John Hicks has got 2.44% of the vote? Congratulations.
So get out and vote.
Yes.
Democrats. if you haven't yet, get the hell out there and vote.
Yeah. Maybe he's winning. Maybe Andy Beshear will win.
That would be that. Watch how quickly they start jumping off the Trump tannic. The rats are going to start scurrying if Bevin loses.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why, though? Why just one governor in Kentucky? What would that?
Because he's the governor of Kentucky.
But when you say jump ship, you mean people will jump from Trump ship like rats.
Yes.
Damn. Well, that's good.
Because it's going to show that his base isn't coming out.
Here, I just sent you what I saw, the live revolt results from Vox. I mean, it looks like Beshear is...
The live revolt?
The live revolt.
Well, yeah, but again, there's a very small percentage in, and most of those are from the bigger urban centers where they get that shit counted quickly and sent over.
Wouldn't he do better in the urban centers?
The Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why. Oh, that's what
I see. I see. Yeah,
that's why he's ahead early because that makes sense. The earlier reporting comes from.
Got to go. Right.
We also have a governor of Mississippi also is running. I'm sure.
So what?
No one's talking about the possibility of a Democrat winning there. Just no one is talking about that.
If you hey people in California that hate the politics, move to Mississippi.
God, how just beaten down are the poor black people of Mississippi? Aren't there a significant amount of black people in Mississippi?
Yeah, yeah, but probably gerrymandered, right? Those districts.
Oh, undoubtedly, undoubtedly.
But I think they're done.
The incumbent Republican Matt Bevin in Kentucky has cast himself as a close ally and defender of Trump in a state that Trump won by nearly 30 points in 2016.
So if he loses, that is huge. I get it. That's huge. Because that's Trump voters not doing what Man Baby said.
Right.
Man Baby said vote for Matt Bevin, and so did Ben Carson.
As the impeachment process ramps... Oh, well, that'll put him over. As the impeachment process ramps up in Washington, the Kentucky election will test whether Trump's base is energized enough to reelect an unpopular Republican incumbent. Even Republicans don't like him. The governor has said a vote for him is a vote to punish the Democrats in Washington currently going after the president. So Bevin has been unabashed in attaching himself
sucky
to Trump's taint.
Oh yeah, he loves it. Loves it. He calls it the human centipede. Show my lips right on his fucking asshole. Oh yes.
So we'll keep our eyes on that. Yeah. We got another little bit less than an hour left to go here.
And I'm seeing the woman on the electric wheelchair go back across the street. And there's
does
no lights.
Have a case of beer
in her lamp? But look how dark it is. Look at the outside.
Does she have? Yeah, it's dark.
There's no lights.
It's getting darker earlier. Does she have lights on that thing?
She has a reflective flag.
Oh, well, there you go.
Doesn't seem like. There you go. That's not enough.
Well, I mean,
people are drunk out here, dude. They're drunk and they're locked and loaded.
So is she. Apparently, she's.
You think she's strapped?
She's picking up. Oh, I would. I think it's a.
You think
percentage.
She has a gun?
I think it's a decent percentage.
Everybody has guns here in Florida. I can't tell you how many times. If you just ask yourself, just when you see people out there, just remind yourself, say, hey, you don't have a gun, do you? He's like, oh, yeah, I got one in my car. I got a Glock and it's something else. There's always two. I got a Glock in the glove compartment and some rifle in the trunk.
Got a Derringer hidden in my rectum.
I got my go-go bag or whatever they call it. They're get the fuck out bag or
oh yeah yeah
scramble bag, come bag.
I did see a short Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh boy, what's he doing lately
on Right Wing Watch?
Yes, is he on the bestseller list this month or? Do you read his Medium? Do you follow his Medium?
Yeah, of course.
Uh,
Brendan Dilley seems to be seems to be a hit on the show here.
Do we have more Brendan Dilley? Play more of that motherfucker. Play him. Oh, I hate that guy. Come over to my house Thanksgiving, bitch. You violent fuck.
I'm gonna shove that turkey leg up your ass.
I'll tell you something. If any of you guys want to hire a couple of old liberal assholes to come over and fuck up your Thanksgiving for your conservative relatives, we're available. How much?
Funny too.
Huh?
Funny too.
Oh yeah. Oh. How much though? We'll spend all Thanksgiving. $7,500. You two people.
Here's a quickie, a Dave Dobenmeyer quickie.
Well, you can pay us in Bitcoin, right?
I'll take Bitcoin right now.
Okay, perfect.
It's going up right now. Right. Dave Dobenmeyer, well, here he is. This is only a 20-second clip.
Okay.
36 in the huddle.
Try to get through it, but he's nuts. In the huddle?
Yeah. That's what it says at the bottom.
Oh, what a shit.
36 in the huddle. 36 listeners for Dave.
How can you protect the Constitution when they don't protect the very First Amendment to the Constitution? And we as Christians, we're getting wagged. We're getting wagged, folks. Christians are supposed to be in charge, not the secularists, not the humanists, not the God haters. The dog is being wagged by the tail. How can you...
They're the Christians are the dog, by the way, in this equation.
Oh, thank you.
I like to call it dog.
Right.
Christians canine. Are the canine. I like to call them dogs.
I can't still that moment. Still that moment is crazy. Oh, fuck you, Dave. You fucking loser. And fuck your Christians
Dave
and all
Dobenmeyer
your praying.
Dave declaring that Christians, per the Constitution, are supposed to be in charge.
Hell yes. Well, Dave, I would say that you are. I would say the Christians are in charge, right? I mean, Mike Pence is vice fucking president. Who's more Christian than that pervy fuck?
Mother, where's my butt plug?
So that's Dave.
God, what a dick.
Some of these.
Fuck Dave. Fuck you, Dave. No Dilley, huh? God, fuck that guy.
What?
This president is like no one I have ever seen. I have never seen anyone able to withstand the criticism beyond that, to utterly ignore it and keep going. I think that that is an extraordinary virtue. It's something that is just sometimes breathtaking to me, that he has the ability to say, I'm not going to play your game. I will never play your game. For all of his faults, that is an extraordinary virtue. And I think that we need more leaders who have that kind of ability to rise above the childish voices. What this president.
Did I speak over someone?
You know,
this bootlicker.
The emissions from Trump's left moob also cures cancer.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
The emissions from this guy's dick hole over Cheeto is insane. But this guy, oh, my God, get our great leader's mushroom dick out of your fucking mouth, please. That's disgusting. That was truly vile. Yeah. Wasn't it?
Eric Metaxas is this guy's name.
Oh, yeah, Metaxas.
An American author, speaker, and radio host.
Oh, yeah. An author. Oh, sure.
Well, there you go. Apparently,
what great
loves him some Trump.
What great works has this dickbag penned that I should know about? Have you read any of Fuckhead's work?
I don't know. It's probably some fan fiction.
Oh, yes. It's some wank fiction. Fuckhead. Radio host, author, performer, broadcaster, sucker of Trump.
Now, they're claiming, you know, Trump is supposed to go to, he's going to an Alabama game.
Okay.
College football game.
You remember what happened the last game you went to?
Well, that's the thing.
The tree.
The headline says, is Trump attending the LSU Alabama game because he's desperately searching for a sporting event where his ass won't get booed?
It's not fun. It's money, though. I have a suggestion. Hey, Trump, if you happen to be listening to the Crab Diving on Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com, you fuck. Why don't you go to that? There's a mudding track or a mudding track in Milton, somewhere around here where it's like monster truck.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
There's a, what is the derby called? The crash up derby or
the
drive around in the mud, smash them up derby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, there's that here. Why don't you try that, fuckface? I think that would be a good, that might be good. Have you ever been to one of those events?
Yes.
I've been to one time I went with my younger brother and his kid. We went to one of these smash 'em up derbies. You know what they had? Lots of booths for e-cigs.
Oh, e-cigarettes?
Yes.
Really?
I don't know why. I guess people at those smash 'em up derby car people, they love that shit.
Right. Demolition derbies?
Demolition. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, my brother was a race car driver, and one time his car got kind of beat up during the race, so he was like, fuck it, and entered the demo derby.
That's
at the
so
end.
Dangerous, though.
Smashed the shit out of him.
Why would you do that? Did he wear a helmet?
Well, he wore a helmet when he was driving in general.
Yeah.
Stock cars.
Oh, God.
Trump reportedly plans to attend a high-profile college football game in the deep red state of Alabama this Saturday.
Roll Tide!
A decision that critics are speculating is evidence that the White House is desperately trying to find a public sporting event where he won't get booed by the crowd.
He went to that UFC thing, right? And they booed him.
There were boos at the UFC thing.
I mean, what do you think? I think
Saturday's game is a matchup between number one, University of Alabama, and number two, ranked Louisiana State. It will be the president's third attempt in as many weeks to bask in the cheers of thousands of sports fans. How many other sporting events has this asshole been to in 3 years? Like none.
This is he will accomplish his goal. He is going to go to this game and they will suck his dick. I bet you he will not get booed.
Ryan Grimm from The Intercept said World Series was in D.C., so Trump felt like going. Then he was startled to get booed. So he went to a UFC fight to prove that people don't hate him. That turned out to be untrue. So now he's still hunting.
He will be successful here. There's no way. Fuck that. He will be just fine in that goddamn Bama game. He will be. My mom loves Alabama. That's her team, but she hates Trump. She'll boo him. Nobody else.
One tweet says Trump is going to progressively more conservative sporting events in the hope of not getting booed.
Hey, I'm gonna be at a cockfight next week.
Oh, maybe that governor of or that senator in Mississippi will be able to take you to a lynching.
Oh, Cindy, what's your fuck?
You'll get shared at a lynching.
Oh my God. I think this is a good choice though for him.
Well, this guy says
safe bet.
This guy tweets, a college town might not be the best place to go if you're looking to not get booed, if it's Alabama.
Who's saying this? Some fuckhead from the north?
Well,
he doesn't. Dude, I wish you were right. I do. But right now you're speaking out of your asshole. Like Jim Carrey did that year at the Oscars. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. These Bama fans are conservative. They're very conservative. And they love Trump. They love Trump so much they cut a tree down for him. A big, beautiful tree.
It's very sad.
There's no way.
How sad is this that the president?
How the most likely
is shopping for events where he's not going to get booed.
What do you think the chances are in 10? 10 being the most likely he'll get booed. One being the least likely he'll get booed. I'm saying.
Oh, I think there will be boos, but
really,
I don't think there will be.
No,
I don't think there will be as. It's not going to be the Nationals game.
I wish I shared your optimism. I think they will be cheering. They will be squirting out of their tits for this guy.
So we'll see what happens on Saturday. If he goes, you know, he might decide he twisted something.
You're right.
Golf or whatever.
But it is sad.
He's going to stay home and have quality time with Melania.
Rape. But it is sad, though, because our president is trying to find a place he can go in public where he won't be booed. I don't think that's going to happen. Because now it's the story, right? Because now it's the story. If I'm some protest group, oh, my God. If I'm George Soros, I'm buying every ticket to that fucking game. I'm stalking it with Antifa.
Might be hard to get in.
Oh, yeah. That's season tickets.
Alabama shit.
You can't get in that game. Everybody at that game loves Trump. They all love him. It's folly to think otherwise.
She's
calm down over there.
Gutting the gecko.
Oh, really?
Look over there.
Let me see.
That's all gecko stuffing. That snowfield over there.
You were just toy. Gifted that.
That's his leg.
Oh my god.
Over there.
Now the gecko's getting. Now she's literally.
She's
gutting
really
it.
Beating the shit out of it.
Why are you so angry?
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh yeah. Go there and you know
buy toys for her to destroy. There is a Kong toy on the way.
Oh my god!
By
Look
the way,
at
an
this.
Actual. Oh yeah. Yeah. Now he's a gecko pirate.
I'm gonna take a picture of this. Put
peg leg
on
gecko.
Instagram for people. Maybe they'll like it.
Join us on Instagram and all of our social medias, everyone. So we've forgotten about this guy.
Yes.
While all this shit is going on, but now lots of speculation out there that. Our Roger Stone.
Oh, shit.
We interviewed years ago on our old show on the Wrestling Network.
That's right.
When he had written a book about the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody apparently would talk to him, so somehow he got booked on our show.
I enjoyed that book, honestly.
It was an interesting book. He was okay. He was a little dickish, a little snotty.
Yeah, yeah.
But not nasty.
No.
To us, but you could tell he was a little aloof.
Yeah, he's a fuckhead.
And not a raucous sense of humor. A little uptight.
Oh, yeah.
This is Roger Stone. This starts today. Trump associate Roger Stone goes to trial today,
right,
in federal court on charges that he obstructed a congressional investigation into Russian hackers.
Okay.
Helping the president win the 2016 election.
But this is the boring Mueller shit, right?
Well, they say jurors are being told that this case has something to do with Trump.
Oh.
One of the journalists says, we expect some testimony at least on the Roger Stone front about a conversation that took place with Rick Gates and somebody on the phone.
Yes.
In the back of a limo.
Oh, shit.
With then candidate Trump.
Right.
Where he was told in advance about the planned release of some of these Clinton or Democratic emails. So
release.
They're thinking that one of these guys knew that before WikiLeaks released the emails, knew about it.
Right. Well, shit, man. God, I got to be honest, and I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but if the Mueller report wants to be as compelling as what's going on with this Ukraine shit, then they need a Lev Parnas. Parnas? What is his name? And they need that other guy.
Lev Parnas, yeah.
Those two guys are just amazing characters, right? But they're actually connected to the other shit, or no?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He says, so we do expect the president's name to be evoked at the trial, whether it's something that'll have to pay a political, he'll have to pay a political price for 6 months or a year from now. We'll have to wait and see.
Right.
His current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is under investigation for his role in the Ukraine scandal.
Okay.
And his indicted associate, Lev Parnas, has indicated that he will cooperate with investigators.
Oh, shit.
Either Lev or Igor, I forget which one. I saw a story, is really upsetty pants that Trump
is out there saying, I don't know who this guy is. I never met him before. I don't know who we're talking about. I take pictures with everybody. I don't know who you're talking about. Supposedly, this guy's pissed. Like, he's pissed that Trump's throwing him under the bus.
Well, guys, I don't understand why you shouldn't have got. See, these two idiots should not have stayed in the country so long. Why did they stay here so long is what I don't understand.
They were bailing. They had one-way tickets.
They stayed too long.
Well, they had to have lunch with Rudy.
God. You think they liked Rudy?
No. I mean.
I don't know. Those pictures look like they really liked each other, though. Maybe. Gangsters.
This is, they're talking about how Mika this morning got overwhelmed.
Mika
Brzezinski. She said, you look at this all. Look at what we just talked about in the past 6 minutes. All these moving parts. His tax returns. Michael Cohen. Lev Parnas. Roger Stone. Karen McDougal. Stormy Daniels. Possible payments that are campaign finance violations. Growing mountain of evidence surrounding the Ukraine scandal. And you've got this president and his Fox News hosts talking about one thing. The whistleblower.
Oh, Mika got overwhelmed. Well, this is what happens, right? When the media, you guys, don't take a fascist seriously that's running for president. This is the moment. Don't bite me.
When Fallon
this is the moment.
Musses up his hair.
That is a big deal. A lot of people don't think so. Okay. I'm excited about something. That doesn't mean you get to bite me. Listen, they don't get allowed. She doesn't get allowed to get overwhelmed. Fuck you. You did it. You didn't treat him like an asshole. You didn't treat him like a pariah. You interviewed him and you humanized him for America. You and Jimmy Fallon both. And Joe, fuck you all.
A bunch of Democrats are coming out today and saying, you know, perjury is a crime. That Sondland doesn't get a do-over. He doesn't get to say, oh,
yeah.
By the way.
I don't understand. I wanted to ask about that because I don't get it. I don't understand why that's the case. Well, how can you can say, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Representative Jackie Speier gave an interview today. She said, hard to believe you had a lapse of memory of something so specific as a quid pro quo, particularly when you communicated no quid pro quo
right. In
your text messages to other Trump admin personnel. Remember, he's the one who sent that text that was like, remember, the president says there's no quid pro quo.
Right. And the only reason,
right.
And the only reason he, I would do air quotes, but I'm holding a large dog. The only reason he large. Would, this is a big fucking dog, dude, with a lot of force. A lot of people, actually, it's not.
It's like 20 pounds.
Yeah. It's they lied and he got caught. If he had been successful, if no one would have came forward to contradict what Sondland said, do you think he still would have revised statement?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, so why should he get any credit for not for trying to lie?
Jackie Speier tweeted, perjury is a crime, so Ambassador Sondland appears to not want to go to jail after all.
Right. Right. Right.
Oh, I just remembered something.
Oh, let me revise my bullshit statement. It's like what Tommy Lee Jones says in The Fugitive. The fucking guy, whoever that was, lied about how Harrison Ford's character got loose. He said that he didn't unlock his handcuffs after the train wrecked. And then Tommy Lee Jones holds up a pair of empty handcuffs and says, hey, officer, care to revise your bullshit story? And you know what? He does. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
You know that moment I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's a great Tommy Lee Jones moment.
The let's see. What else is going on?
She's so calm when I hold her. She's not biting my feet right now. Like, she's chilling.
Right? That's her kryptonite.
Fuck, stop that.
Trump just tweeted, get out today and vote for Matt Bevin.
Oh, fuck you.
And the entire Republican ticket.
Ugh. in Kentucky.
Also Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Keep these states shitty.
Polls are open a few more hours. Find your location below.
Come on, white people. Get out there and vote for your white supremacist government. Go on. Do it. Oh, the planet doesn't suck enough. Please, get out there and vote, you fucks.
Trump is excited that
yes,
there's a poll out that shows that among Republicans, among people identifying as Republicans, which right. we have to remind everyone, is a shrinking number.
Ooh, yes.
But among Republicans,
yes,
92% oppose removing Trump from office.
Right. I don't know why
he tweeted that.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I'm thinking about this now, but didn't we learn that Stormy Daniels, her mother was said she would still vote for Trump despite everything?
Oh, I don't know.
Am I getting something
familiar at all?
Some story.
Boy, who knows?
Misremembered.
It's a maelstrom.
Yeah, it is. I'm probably wrong. Nobody sue me.
Sad to see what's happening in New York, where Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio are letting out 900 criminals. Some hardened and bad onto the sidewalks of our rapidly declining because
yes.
of them city. The radical left Dems are killing our cities. New York PD, NYPD commissioner is resigning! Exclamation point.
God. Well, it's happening all over, though, right? In Oklahoma, too, I read.
The same thing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Donald, why don't you fuck off? To me, I would be nervous. I mean, have you looked at your own party? When Congress lets out, I think communities should be nervous if those pervs are coming back to the communities that they have since terrorized. Oh boy, pervy Jim Jordan's back. Or Roy Moore. Or who the fuck ever.
I know they're talking about, there's somewhere that he tweeted something about getting involved militarily in Mexico or something.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And everyone's losing their minds.
Are we going to attack Mexico?
I know we talked about that, that Mormon. You see that Mormon family that got massacred in Mexico?
Oh, God, I didn't see that. You know,
hours ago, he tweeted, a wonderful family and friends from Utah got caught between two vicious drug cartels who were shooting at each other, with the result being many great American people killed, including young children, and some missing. If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively.
Evidence as to what? I mean,
The cartels have become so large and powerful, you sometimes need an army to defeat an army. He's suggesting sending the army down. To go after the cartel. Our army.
Oh, okay.
To go after the cartels in Mexico.
Wait a second. Do you think he watched Narcos on Amazon? Not on Amazon. Netflix.
I don't think that would be his vibe.
What do you think he watches?
Fox himself on Fox News. And
I really want to Google right now if it was Stormy Daniels' mother that said she would support Trump, but I can't because his dog. Hey, Siri.
This is the time for
creepy. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, disable that. This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage all caps war on the drug cartels. Fuck off, Siri.
Yeah, shut up. No! Shut the fuck up. I'm doing a goddamn podcast, you motherfucker.
We merely await a call from your great new president. He's talking about war, waging war, all
that
caps,
is insane.
On the drug cartels and wipe them off of the face of the earth.
Here, I'll run for president. I'm making a promise. I promise to the American people that Three Doors Down, number one, they're never making another album, not on American soil. Fuck those motherfuckers. And number two, I promise my foreign policy will never involve a shooting war with Mexico. I mean, you got to admit, your foreign policy is shit if you find yourself in a war with Mexico, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty piss poor. I mean, Who's the worst president? George Bush. I mean, aside from Trump, George Bush W. I mean, W didn't get in a war with Mexico, right?
I believe. Yeah, I don't think we've had war with Mexico for quite some time.
But W is still worse than Trump because of Iraq. Sorry, George, you suck. Worse than this guy, I know.
Let's see. We've got.
Take your troubled mind and shove it up your asshole.
Who gives a fuck?
Go take a walk around the world. Keep walking, dickhead. You fucks. God. All those kids in cages. I need to be the one you want me to be. I'll never let you down. Even if I could, I'd give up everything. Fuck, it wakes up. It's like, I got a great singing voice. I'm going to be in a band. We're going to produce the most basic bitch, middle of the road, horrible. What are they from the 90s? 90s rock shit fuck ever. Boy, they suck. Oh, Three Doors Down sucks. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Please.
This one was 2002.
Oh,
when
God.
I'm gone.
I'm sorry for vomiting all over the studio. It's not my fault. At Vile Experience played some Three Doors Down hits. Ugh.
I can't be held responsible.
Right.
For the clips I play.
Yes. But they suck. Suck.
We've got some time left here on the big show.
Man, this dog is, I mean, this dog is a lot of dog. It feels like I'm holding a bundled up, really warm sweater right now. She's like.
She's a lot to keep on your lap.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dog.
She's not biting my feet right now.
That's good. I've got, let me see. This is, this was trending earlier.
On Twitter.
This has to be Florida, okay. I think. I believe it's Florida.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Citrus County.
Hey, where's my Uzi?
Florida.
Yeah.
The county board there is taking some flack.
Yes.
Because county commissioners there have blocked their library system.
Library?
From signing up for a group digital subscription that would have provided free access for 70,000 library card holders.
Oh, okay.
In the area.
That's nice.
To the New York Times.
Okay. Damn, I want that. That's great, right? It's like a free subscription. Holy fuck. So if you have a library card, you get free New York Times access.
Yes.
I want that. Can we get that?
Maybe. Go to the local and see if they have digital subscriptions.
I wonder
available.
If they have that.
Advisory board chairwoman Sandy Price is disappointed by the board's decision to not spend about $2,700 for the digital subscription.
That's it.
To the New York Times. But she particularly took issue with one of the commissioners, Scott Carnahan.
She sees herself in that mirror. Get that dog.
When they were arguing about it,
yes,
the matter came up. Let me back up here.
Right.
The New York Times is available in print in all four of the regional libraries.
Yeah.
The county pays about $3,000 a year for the print subscription.
Okay.
But the one of the librarians or somebody had recommended that they buy a digital group subscription.
Yes.
On a 3-year agreement.
Right.
at around the same cost. The matter came up during Thursday's meeting.
Yes.
Commissioner Ron Kitchen Jr. immediately asked, why is the county paying for a subscription to the New York Times?
Let me understand something. For $7,200, everybody in the county that has a library card could log on as many times and read as much New York Times as you want.
I guess so, yeah. I think you just have to, like, renew every... Like, you don't pay anything, but you just have to renew your access, like, every month or something.
I think that's a nice thing to have. Don't you?
After Mr. Kitchen said, why are we doing this, Carnahan quickly chimed in that he won't be supporting the request. Quote, I don't want the New York Times in this county. I don't like them. It's fake news.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. How stupid. Ugh, fuck your face.
He's sticking to his decision.
Oh, good.
But claims now that it wasn't motivated by his opinions of the Times. He says, I'm open to a free press, not at the taxpayer's expense.
But
my question is, will there be any other digital subscriptions? And if there are, then that's bullshit. Then it's an obvious political decision.
Breitbart. Sure. Why not?
Three of the four other commissioners said they saw no reason to change their minds. They say it's an unnecessary taxpayer expense when the print editions are already available at the library.
Come on, dickheads. Oh, I want to read the New York Times. Let me drive down to the fucking library and pick up the complimentary. Do you know what I mean? They're stupid.
Well,
they're fucking idiots.
Price said commissioners should realize the value to taxpayers with the group subscription. If you go digital, it's available to all 70,000 cardholders.
And the New York Times, not that it matters. If you're a mouth breather, just close your little stupid fuck face ears. The New York Times is reporting on what happens. A lot of times they were reporting on what Trump does. And Trump does some crazy shit.
Oh, it's fake news. It's fake news.
Okay. It's what he does, though.
So we'll keep our eyes on that one. What's going on down there in Citrus County?
So that's bad. That means, oh God.
Well, yeah, and Trump ordered all the subscriptions canceled for the New York Times and the Washington Post across all federal offices.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I mean, we are not allowed to be surprised at any fascist bullshit this guy tries to pull, because he's going to try to pull everything. You know what I mean? Because I think this Sondland thing is a big deal. Now, maybe I'm a ninny. Who knows? But I think this is a turning point. Don't you?
I mean, he's confirming.
I mean, there's no question what happened now. You can't question it. Oh, what did you just see? American Idol.
554 million views on YouTube.
Oh, how sad for our
Here
planet.
Without You official video.
We can't have a subscription to the New York Times to possibly make us less fucking stupid, but we have all the access to anything from the Three Doors Down catalog.
So people are protesting and upset down in Citrus County.
Oh my God. That's just the shittiest music. Who wakes up in the morning? Three Doors Down, how do you live with yourself? You wake up in the morning, you're like, oh my God, we've proliferated so much shitty music upon the planet, and on top of that, we propped up a fascist. How do you live with yourselves? Don't you hate you? I hate you.
A few minutes left here. Join us every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast.
And how much was Three Doors Down paid? How much were they paid?
We don't know.
Well, how much is missing? from the inaugural fund. Remember that scandal?
$100 million?
No, obviously, they were paid $100 mil. Obviously. Where else did that money go?
There's a piece by Blake Farenthold or David Farenthold over right. At the Washington Post. Mm. David Farenthold, Jonathan O'Connell, Joshua Parlow, and Josh Dawsey.
Yes.
it opens. What a beautiful ballroom, President Trump said as he walked into a campaign fundraiser recently
yes.
at a hotel in downtown Chicago.
Right.
The donors laughed. The hotel is Trump's.
Oh, geez.
They were paying the president to cater his own fundraiser.
They were paying. Oh, my God. God.
The Chicago event exemplifies a pattern of the Trump presidency. It was another presidential trip that brought Trump private benefits. The hotel was paid about $100,000 for the lunch.
That's illegal. $100,000 for lunch.
Trump's presence also gave a boost to a property that, like some of his others, is suffering from financial decline.
So wait a second. $100,000 lunch. How many people were there?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's a ballroom, so okay. You know, hundreds.
I plan meetings here and there for my fucking day job. If a bill came in for $100,000 for lunch, I would get calls.
Profits at that hotel from 2015 to 2018 fell 89%. Chicago hates.
Oh, they
Trump
hate. I've never been. Have you ever been to that hotel?
In the lobby.
I've never been. Is it nice?
Yeah. Performance, the lawyers are trying to get the taxes lowered there.
Yes. Jeez.
The lawyers are claiming that, the performance of the hotel is clearly disassociated from that of its competitive set. In other words, people are not going because it's politics.
Yeah, they're disgusted. My thing would be, would you want to be seen coming in and out of that motherfucker?
The lawyers even quoted a line from a 2018 article in which one small-time investor described the effect of Trump's candidacy on his buildings thusly. Then the embarrassment came.
Oh, yes. The thing is about Chicago, and you lived there for a long time, maybe you can speak to this, is that city, they are always ready. They're so ready to tell someone to fuck off.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And this is a wonderful opportunity for them.
Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago prides itself on indulgent luxury, is trying to keep up by cutting costs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And also, it would help. Hey, Trump, why don't you come in and have some $100,000 lunches? Oh, my God, this is so fucking corrupt, isn't it? I mean, it's illegal. Let me understand something. It's for his campaign, right?
Yes.
So why is it illegal then? Because it's his own campaign.
Well, right, it should be. Because he's claiming that he is, he divested.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see. That's right. He's president. Before, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But now that he's actually president, it matters. Is that right?
Yeah.
No. Does Trump not have anyone saying this to him? Do they not have to say, hey, listen, if you have this lunch here, you're going to go to jail. You dumb.
In late October,
dumb fuck.
Trump Organization said it was considering selling the lease on its D.C. hotel. One of the marquee properties.
Okay.
The decision came despite the company's previous reluctance to sell any Trump-branded real estate. And though the hotel opened only 3 years ago after a massive $200 million renovation.
Oh, this is the old post office building in D.C., right?
In New York, the company recently redecorated two properties, a pair of ice rinks in Central Park, to remove
I love
or
this.
Reduce inside and uses of the name Trump.
We're removing the following letters from the ice rink. T R U M P. I would actually buy that ice rink and I would leave those letters, but I would add a few
in front of it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
F-U-C-K, motherfucker. Fuck yes. Fuck you.
One journalist said, this is Trump looking at the cold, hard financial reality that his name is now dragging down the value of the properties he controls.
This is so Donald Trump, right? Because we learned that his daddy, his fucking corrupt fucking daddy, left him so much fucking money. If he had just left it in a fucking bank, he would have more fucking money than he has fucking right now, right?
Yeah.
And if he had not had been president to revive his brand, if he had done nothing, his brand would be better. Don't do anything.
The president has also promised the Trump Organization would give away the profits from any business with foreign governments.
Oh, yes. Shit, yes.
So far, the company claims
yes.
It has donated about $343,000 to the U.S. Treasury. But has not given any details about how that figure was calculated or who the foreign customers are.
Oh, okay. So maybe the number's made up. Right?
Trump is still facing three lawsuits alleging he violated the Constitution by benefiting from payments from foreign governments. In speeches, he whines that being president has hurt his bottom line.
Yes.
Thing is costing me a fortune being president. But the Trump Organization has not provided any figures to back up the claim.
Right.
His tax returns might provide evidence.
Yes.
But as president, he has done one thing to help the bottom line. He has and his traveling entourage have visited his properties more than 200 times.
And we're counting the golf course at Mar-a-Lago, right?
That travel is estimated to have brought in at least $1.8 million in revenue.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm trying to think of some place I've been 200 times since 2016. My house?
Trips to Mar-a-Lago, he's gone 24 times. Those trips have brought payments from the U.S. government, which paid the president's company for hotel rooms and even paid a $1,000 bar tab run up by White House aides.
Oh, listen to this, guys. This is what is actually happening in our country. We've got all these deplorable dickheads running around with these MAGA shirts, but you guys are the marks. They used you. They used you. You're Trump's little bitches. You're Trump's little bitches. You little bitches are the reason why Don Jr. and all his fat cat buddies and that ugly one, Eric, they're all drinking of their properties on your fucking dime, you fucking evangelical fucking losers.
So listen to this. At Trump's Irish golf course, losing money consistently since he bought it in 2014, a Trump visit this summer brought in more than $100,000 in revenue from the Irish government.
Right.
The reason, what's going on?
She was chewing on my computer cord.
Oh, that's not good.
Nah, she just got confused because she had her plastic thing down here. And
oh, it got caught up in,
in her mouth. So.
$100,000 to the from the Irish government it cost.
Oh, shit.
Trump's, because a presidential visit requires police and police need to eat. Trump's club charged Irish police more than $118,000 for food and rooms.
Oh, wow. $118,000. How many people know is this?
I don't know.
I mean, if it's a fuck ton of people, maybe it's a good deal, but
This fall, Trump awarded a much bigger event to his business, choosing Doral to host the G7.
Ooh, somebody want bed bugs?
That, of course, has changed now.
Oh, yes.
Uproar.
Right.
An official said the president is more likely to attend an event if it's held at one of his properties, partly because it guarantees a friendly crowd and a non-hostile staff.
Well, it's Krakens, rich Krakens, that pay a lot of goddamn money to golf or to hobnob with other rich, horrible people.
Literally, after he became president, doubled the cost to join Mar-a-Lago from $100,000 to $200,000.
I remember that.
Literally. Charging them double now to hobnob with the president.
Hey, you hobnobbers, doesn't that bother you that a guy that you've paid years and years to go to this shitty country club, there's bed bugs, I'm sure the customer service is garbage. I mean, Trump's rapey. You got to hang out with rapey guy. And now he gets to be president, a guy you've always supported. And to repay you for that support, he makes you pay twice as much to golf at his shitty property. Do I have that right?
Yep, right, yeah.
Wow. Good job, Marks, you little bitches. Right?
The Trump organization tried to say Chicago's down because of all the gun violence. The perceived threat of gun violence has harmed visitation in Chicago as a whole, the company said in a statement. However, Trump's competitors in the city's luxury hotel market have been seeing increases in room revenue while his hotel is dropping.
Wow.
So that is a lie.
So it's not the gun violence.
This guy says, if you're a company having a conference at a hotel in Chicago, are you going to stay at Trump's hotel?
No.
My sense is no. You want to stay away from that.
I don't want to be associated with it.
What company wants to be like, yeah, we had our conference at the Trump hotel?
I'll tell you.
Your shareholders might revolt.
MyPillow?
Well, yeah.
That guy, Wayfair, whatever.
They're not going to need big hotels like that, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, MyPillow guy, they're not. What if he wants to have... I don't.
Dog. Oh shit, look at it. It's about that time.
Oh shit. Fuck you, Trump, you motherfucker. Look at the nerve of that guy. $100,000 lunch at his own fucking property.
Yeah.
You don't want to do your fans or whatever they are a solid and let them go to somewhere nice to support you. You gotta have a lunch at your shitty fucking hotel, motherfucker.
Now there's protesters. Now, sometimes you got to walk past people taking selfies, holding their finger up to Trump Hotel while you're trying to carry your bags in.
You're going to be shamed. And you know what? If you're going to spend your money at one of his fucking properties, you should be shamed. I don't give a fuck.
What are you doing? Stop it.
She's resisting. That's what she's doing.
I think it's about time. Can you press that button, please? Because if I spin my chair,
bam,
the dog's going to go flying. Right. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay!
On this Tuesday. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes. No, we're on your favorite podcasting applications everywhere. And we're also always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram is Radar Comedy, his Facebook page Radar Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Probably no show tomorrow as I recover from dental bullshit, but we'll be
bitch
back.
Ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.